Hello, everybody, party people. We took a little break for the Thanksgiving season and birthday festivities, but we is back and better than ever or whatever. And we have some fun and creative things planned for December to end the year with a bang. So thank you all for joining us for 9 months, 10 months, 9 months, 8 months.
Oh my gosh.
Nine.
Around there. Thank you. It's almost been a year.
Oh my god, a full term of pregnancy.
Oh my god.
That's what you compare it to.
Is that not everybody's first thought when you hear 9 months?
No.
I mean, low-key it is for me.
But we're back, and without further ado, if you're just joining us, we are the Gals of Brown Sugar Hour. My name is Alyssa. What's up?
I'm Ali.
I'm Brandy.
And I'm Sarah.
All right, let's get into it.
Run the intro.
We talked about this last week, and we are pulling through. Sarah just lifted her foot up to the camera so that we could see her Christmas socks on. Ali is about to do the same. She got candy cane. She got a black Santa.
I'm wearing a shirt that says ho.
Granny got ho, ho, ho.
Once upon a time, not long ago,
I was a ho.
And I'm admitting it. I won't take it back.
Because I did the shit. I was a ho.
Oh my gosh, remember when I used to love that song for some reason?
I remember you loved that song, but you always would mess up the words.
Oh.
There's a Snapchat of us singing it, and you just got back from the bar, and
yeah,
you started playing it. And you started telling us what to do.
Yeah.
You had your hair up in a bun. Your mascara was running just a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
But we came up with this totally original idea. It's never been done before. Just kidding. If you are an avid TikTok user, you should already know. It's either you're an avid TikTok user or you live under a rock. So whichever one you are, you can put yourself in that category.
Literally one or the other.
Literally. But we are doing this one presentation night kind of thing that's all the rage on TikTok as of late. Or it's kind of like the has-been trend right now. We're just hopping on it now because it's on brand for us. Millennial, Gen Z, in the middle cusp people.
Zillennials.
Yeah, we're Zillennials. Ugh, weird.
I know, it sounds so gross.
I don't like that. But everybody's already done it, so of course, being the irrelevant Zillennials that we are, we're doing it now.
We have to hop on. Better late than ever, am I right?
That's true. We did it.
Well.
Or we are going to do it. So Ali has a bunch of names, or well, has our names, and we're going to pick who goes first, because there's no way we're going to figure out who's going to go first.
Yep.
Does someone want to describe what presentation night is?
Yeah, I mean, we got a bunch of random topics. We all made PowerPoints on our topic, and we're going to present them to each other.
Point blank, period. Oh.
And a story. Okay, let's draw names. I'm shuffling papers.
If I go first, I'm low-key going to be mad.
Wait.
Can you hear them being rustled?
Yes.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Like an ASMR. The first name. Please don't be me.
I know. I don't want to be first either.
Alyssa.
Yes.
Oh. Dang, I didn't want to be first.
Okay, then choose after Alyssa goes, or no.
Next is dun, dun, dun. Me.
Oh, okay. Me.
Okay. Third is Sarah.
Oh, dang it. I was like, oh, I kind of don't want to be last, but okay. It's okay.
And Brandy's the last. Yep. Okay. We're going to record the visual, and we're probably going to post it on the YouTube channel the day or the day after this airs. So it airs on a Monday. It'll be on either Monday or Tuesday. So look out for it. Thank you. I'm going to share screen. Everybody look away. Don't look.
Okay.
Is everybody not looking? I can't see.
I am cheating.
Don't cheat. Okay. Close your eyes.
I'm looking away.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
All right. You guys can look now. You guys can look now.
Oh.
Oh.
We're going to start it off, everybody. My presentation is going to be on reality TV shows my friends would thrive in.
Oh my gosh, I kind of love this.
I love it. I'm here for it. Let's get it.
I love it.
Okay, transition.
Wait, before we transition. Oh, fuck. Before we transition,
go ahead.
Can we just can we all make guesstimates of like what shows we think Alyssa picked for us?
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
Sarah's in Basketball Wives.
Oh shit.
Okay.
I feel like I'm in like British Bake Off or like you know, Cupcake Wars.
The Greek, yeah.
I was gonna say like Are You the One for Brandy.
Oh.
Are You the One?
Mm-hmm. I mean
and Ali'i.
I mean like
Survivor.
I'm a flavor of love, but I'm not looking for love.
Maybe like Survivor.
I feel like Survivor.
Naked and Afraid.
Yes. One of those weird rounds. Because I feel like, or one of the couple Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
Fear Factor.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
I would die.
Okay. Those are good guesses. They're none of those.
Oh, wow. I'm interested.
So.
You have my attention.
You guys are in for a treat. Let's do this. So I did it in order of how we say our names in the podcast. So we are starting off with Miss Ali'i.
Oh, I love it.
For listeners, there is a cute picture of me and an ugly picture of me.
I love that you like probably cropped this on your iPad too, like with a little pen you're drawing around.
I was having so much fun like cropping and stuff like that. So yes, here it is. These are the two pictures that I chose. We got Giada on the beach.
Oh
my god, I love that.
Such a good pick.
Yes.
I love Giada.
I remember one time we literally watched so much Giada.
Yes.
Oh my god.
I remember that. We watched it all day.
Yes.
And like she's the reason that if someone says like I want to go to Italy, I'm like, yeah, the Amalfi Coast. Come with details.
Okay, so I chose Giada on the beach for Miss Ali'i. And okay, so I was looking it up. I was like, it's on Food Network. There's no way it's a reality TV show. But I was looking at the genres and it is a reality TV.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's basically Giada and her daughter. They are spending the summer on the coast and inviting friends and family to visit. Each weekend, the girls and their guests cook up delicious casual meals in the kitchen and around the grill. Ali'i, for you, I made it an exception. We're going to change it up a little bit, okay? Your show, it's going to be along the lines of, you know, Giada on the beach, whatever. We're going to add some actual reality TV to it, okay? It's going to be Hype Me Up, Wife Me Up.
Oh my god, I love this.
I love that. I love
this
it.
This is her show, everyone. Hype Me Up, Wife
I'm
Me Up.
I'm recording it. Alyssa, I'm recording it to my DVR.
You're wondering, Alyssa, how is this show going to run? Don't worry, I got you. We got a timeline.
Oh my god. I am not ready for this.
So complex.
Me neither.
We're starting it off with a bang. You already know what's up. So, first of all, we're just going to start it off with, you know, traveling together. It's going to show where we like to go and all that kind of stuff. Then we're going to settle down a little bit, okay?
Okay.
We're going to chef it up in the kitchen.
Oh, that looks
you know, hype
fire.
Me up, wife me up. That is one of Giada's meals. Thank you very much. Hype me up. Or, well, hype Ali'i up. We're chefing it up in the kitchen along the coast of Waimanalo. You know what I mean?
So on brand.
Next, we have driving / picking up siblings.
Oh my god, I love that.
This is where the reality
you know,
comes
each of
in.
These.
This is where the reality comes
yes.
in.
Yes. Yes. This is where reality comes in. We'll have a segment for each one. We'll have a cute little room where we can commentate on what's happening. Like, oh my gosh, I have to pick up Ojai and Kalina.
Like Jersey Shore.
Know. Yeah.
Yes. Confessional room. That's what it's called. Mm. We got that. Next. Filling up gas tanks. Sharing cars.
She put the Toyota Tacoma.
I got a taco right there.
Oh
you see
God.
It?
Is that even the like the exact one?
It's the cement Toyota Tacoma.
Wailua
edition. Four doors.
Oh my god.
I don't know if it's the Wailua edition. I don't think so. I should have looked for that.
It looks the same.
Oh my gosh.
But I chose the greenery because Ali'i, the truck, because Tamanue, yes. All right. And the show will run for seasons.
Okay.
Let me tell you, seasons, right? Okay. So, of course, one of them is going to be Get That Ooh. Ring.
Yes.
Ooh. I see I got a simple, I have a simple gold band with a cute little diamond on top.
Why is this literally a picture I've accidentally sent to Tom?
Because I listen.
Okay,
I'm a good friend.
Let me just say, I love how well my friends know me because now I trust that when it's time to send said fiance, said boyfriend, a ring, I know that he will receive adequate guidance.
Options.
The last one. Well, obviously we got that ring, right? Mm-hmm. Get wiped up!
I didn't get consent. Stupid.
So, if you guys are just listening and you aren't watching, I have a picture of Ali'i and Tamanui, super cute, matching, like, wedding, you know? I didn't get Tamanui's consent. Backstory, one time I posted a picture on my YouTube video and I didn't get his consent and he jokingly got mad, you know, just playing around. So I didn't get his consent this time. So I pre-did it.
So what she's saying, crossed him out. So what she's saying is that consent that she didn't get that one time, she will forever hold.
Wow. All right, so that is Ali'i, everyone.
Wow, wife her up.
Wow. Thank you.
Snaps and claps for real. Snaps and claps.
Please send iconic. This to a production okay. company.
Oh my gosh, let's I literally want to see this like happen.
Like an vlog? Actual show?
Oh my gosh, you should just vlog this.
The next
and send
one
it in, sorry, have... and send it in to get pitched and picked up.
We will. We will get it pitched. We'll send it to people. Okay, the next up is...
Oh!
Oh my god.
Miss Brandy.
It's the wig for me.
This is horrible. Oh my god.
It's the wig for me. It's the wig matching the tank top for me.
Yeah, truly it is.
Oh, this is so funny.
Is this a group okay, picture sorry, that sorry. You cropped? Oh yeah. OMG.
I think Kayla or Sarah's.
It's right it was here. Me.
Yeah, Sarah's right there. Okay. So there we have Brandy.
Okay, let's hear this.
And her show is
Floribama!
Oh my god, I would die.
I love this show.
Oh my gosh, look yes, at me! Wait, I'm taking a picture of this. Wow, Floribama. I remember we watched this like all together in the living room, mm-hmm. like every week that episode came on.
Yeah, this show was crazy.
We were like invested too.
Because it was so weird.
Oh my god, I kind of love that you put that picture of me.
No, where's this picture even from?
This picture, it's when
it's like me and Ali'i. What are you
at the pool at the grove.
I went looking for this picture.
Oh my god, this is so funny.
Iconic.
Floribama Shore, let's move on. We're going to look at the criteria that Brandy needs to get into the show, right? But one thing that she's looking for is whether or not she wants to be in the show.
Oh, okay.
So let's look. So her job basically in the show would be to work, party, sleep, repeat.
As it should be.
That's pretty easy,
right?
Can we
take out the work?
And but the work isn't an actual job. Let me get there. The work, you're working at that St. Pete's pizza thing, right?
Was it
what
pizza?
Is the thing that they
do? Or was it gelato?
Was it gelato?
No.
It was
gelato. Gelato is when Jersey Shore Miami. Was in Miami.
Is that Jersey Shore? I don't know. Whatever. You'll be
Italy.
Doing whatever they work. The next one is the dollar signs, right? So everybody in the episode apparently gets about $40,000
an
episode. So 9 to 5, who?
Oh my god, I'll be on the show.
$40,000.
When I told you I did
episode?
My research. I did my research.
What? Wow, that's crazy.
And obviously they're looking for somebody who's single, and Brandy is single and ready to mingle.
True. Facts.
Okay, let's move on. She meets the age range. It's usually like 24 to 27.
Oh my
god. 30,
I should apply.
You know? That's super easy.
Oh my god, please apply.
And the criteria.
You're not country at all, loves but you country. Can pretend.
Loves country music. Wants to live on a ranch and marry a cowboy.
Big guy.
Yes.
Okay, and then now we have the interestometer. I have this on the left side. Of course, these shows, it's called Floribama Shore. So that means there's going to be some type of cowboy. How interested is Brandy at this point? 50%? 50 out of 100, right? Next, what if this cowboy is over 6 feet?
Ooh. Oh, literally, that's going to be my reaction.
What is her interest level now? 75. Super good. But it doesn't end here, everyone. What if this cowboy that's over 6 feet also has tattoos?
Shut up.
She's all in.
If it has all three, 100%.
She's
all
in.
Wow, how'd you know I like guys with tattoos? Did I mention that?
I listen.
Have you seen Harry Styles?
I listen.
Oh.
Have you seen Harry Styles?
I feel like I don't talk about it a lot,
but... Floribama Shore for Miss Brandy.
Snaps
everybody.
And claps. Snaps and claps.
Round of applause.
I love that.
And last but not least, we're going to end it with a bang. We have Miss
Sarah Jessica, what is that? What is that?
It's a FaceTime call that I took a screenshot because we're wearing the same outfit. All of the guesses you guys said for Sarah were wrong, but this next show will make so much sense.
I watched so much reality TV, right?
Exactly. This is
Staten Island.
Is...
Oh,
nope.
Wait. Oh,
all right, okay, are you ready? Go. 3, 2, 1. The Circle! Oh, everybody, we have Miss Sarah Jessica.
Am I catfishing? Okay, well, I'm going to let you...
In the Circle. And you're like, what? What the heck is The Circle?
Forgot about this show.
Well, The Circle is, it's basically, it's been compared to Big Brother, Catfish, you know. Ooh, bless you to the person in the back. And the only way they're able to communicate with other contestants is through this one social media app called The Circle. And they basically can either be themselves or be a complete catfish.
I kind of love that.
And let's see. Do you think Sarah has what it takes to be a part of The Circle? Let's find out. All right, so I have some history here.
This is not good. This is not good. This is not good.
It's amazing. This is going to be the reasons why she would win this.
I know exactly where this is going.
Crystal?
Let's go. Let's go to number one. She is a social media queen. She knows her way around any social media app. Period.
I try.
All right. Well, she does a bunch of social media, a bunch of Instagram accounts. She runs a bunch of those, you know? Yeah, but let's not stop there. We got Miss Crystal Light up in here. In past podcasts, we have heard Sarah has confessed that she has catfished on Tinder or via Tinder as Crystal Light, using her own pictures, but as Crystal Light. And people were dumb enough to believe that Crystal Light was
like my alter ego.
Let's see number three. We got the monkey app.
Oh my gosh.
I forgot.
Miss Sarah can easily talk and trick strangers. And when I say talk, she's really smooth. She's quick-witted. You say something, she'll say something right back. No hesitation. And she'll trick people. We got a little bit of an accent sometimes. Very true. maybe some London accent if she's with somebody else. And then last but not least, everyone, why Sarah, based on her history, would rule the show. She's a fan of catfish.
I really am.
She loves / wants to be Neve's right-hand woman.
I do. I really do.
On the show Catfish.
I just feel like I would be such a great partner for Neve.
So that is the end of my presentation. This is all the TV shows, the reality TV shows that my friends would
thrive. That was very good.
I love that.
That was very, very good.
Thank you.
That was
very good. So good.
And I'm going to end it. It's not done yet. I'm going to end it in the words of SJB.
Thank you. That was amazing. Alyssa, I'm very blown away.
Yes. So my topic is, what would I do in the bodies of all of my friends for a day? Each of them have a day. What would I do in their bodies? Okay.
I'm scared.
So we're the girl girls. You know us. You love us. But do you? Do you really?
Okay.
So first, disclaimer. This is all done in fun and games. I'll let you, Jessica Solomon, is not responsible for hurt feelings. So sorry about that. Thank you so much.
Okay. I can't wait. All right. Love this. So sorry.
So sorry about that.
So we will start with Miss Alyssa Lee. Alyssa Lee, the performer. Wailua Oahu sings everything.
Period.
So we have a cute little 90s neutral tones, cute picture of Alyssa, followed by a little screenshot of her Instagram profile and a picture that she might not find flattering, but I find hilarious. Okay.
I know exactly where that's
from. Is it from my video?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Your vlog. Alyssa Lee, first thing out of six that I would do in your body for a day is fix my selective hearing. For those of you who don't know, this is an ongoing problem for Alyssa, and she refuses to do anything about it. So that is what I would change.
That's a lie. I ask again. I say, can you say it again?
Okay. Next. I would find something else to watch other than Newsies. I'm fucking over it. Okay.
Re-freaking tweet.
Okay, I'm gonna cry.
Next.
I haven't watched it in a while. Oh my gosh, I'm crying.
I would finally shoot my fucking shot with the Boba
Boy. Period.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Period. Okay. Next. I would start making more covers and posting more singing videos.
Yes.
I know. I'm sorry.
Let's do something. Okay. I would, you know, you got it. Flaunt it.
Big facts.
Again, you only live once. I would use my milkshakes to bring all the boys to the yard.
This picture, there's only one boy. I'm only bringing one boy to the
That's
yard.
Why it says boys. Okay.
And last, you get boba every Saturday. I would bring out boba every Saturday that I buy it because she's on the way. For no reason other than my undying love for Aldi.
Okay. Amen.
Perfect.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
That was so good. That
Thank
was so
you.
Good.
Oh my God.
Okay.
That was so good. Now, snaps and claps.
Next, we have Brandy and Victoria. The fangirl.
Oh my gosh.
Kailua Oahu. She's got style. Harry Styles, that is. Oh. Now, before we get into what I would change about, or not change, what I would do in Brandy's body for a day, we need to look at what is Brandy made up of. So here we have a little pie chart, circle graph.
Oh my gosh.
Brandy is 25% Harry Styles merch, 25% soda cake, strawberry soda cake, and 50% shoes.
Oh my god. This is so true.
Yeah, hold on. Pause. Oh my god. Pause. Okay. Oh my god. Oh my god.
It's really the strawberry soda cake for me. Like,
all right, now what are a few things I would do in Brandy's body? The first is take out every suitcase that is filled and unpacked and throw it out. Because we know there are multiple.
Three?
You don't have the space.
Oh my god.
T.
Oh my god. Okay.
Throw it out.
Next. Stop going to Target so much.
I went today.
Every day is another Target haul. She knows it's true. Third, I would go to a country bar with Tom Nui and spit mad game because, like Alyssa, we only live once. Go ahead, put your boots on. We're going to go out there and we're going to flirt. And with Tom Nui because he said that he would be the wingman.
Okay.
Okay. And last one, we're all going to love it. Get a car with automatic locks.
Period.
Period. Oh, amen.
No, okay.
Dude, call her out, man. Somebody get her a car.
Has really provided for all of us. I can't even complain. I had no wheels in college.
Yeah.
But we all knew the struggle of forgetting.
You have legs.
To lock the car manually when we would leave. And then being frozen, but having to manually unlock everybody's door to get into the car.
So, David Dobrik, this is a shout out to you.
Please.
Give her a Tesla, please.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm nervous.
But certainly not least, Sarah Jessica, the NBA wife, Hacienda Heights, says she'll never get married, but it looks like never is spelled I-V-A-N.
Oh my gosh.
So, cute picture.
That is hilarious.
Tones of Sarah profile pic. And again, a flattering picture to me. Now, what would I do in her body for a day? First, leave some clothes in the little boy section for the actual kids.
Oh my gosh, no
so
freaking
funny
way.
Is we were just talking about this.
Hello.
Number two, for the love of God, like another drink other than Jameson, that shit is nasty. So, in Sarah's body, I would drink something else. Find something else. Okay. Third, I would take the or make use of being in California and go on an in-state road trip to find Paul Quinn.
In-state road trip.
Which I think we all know that I would do. Fourth, I'm going to call Gabby from Flagstaff and see if she stepped up her photo game and see how she's doing. Because I think about her sometimes.
Me too, sometimes, you know.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I wonder how she's doing.
Throw up your LJs.
Girl drives me nuts. Okay. And didn't remember me in Monty V's. Even though I took her grad photos. So, if I was Sarah, she would say hi to me. And last, tell my friends when I fucking faint.
When she saves it for the podcast.
Yes.
And
that
not
is something I would certainly do. Oh,
bruh.
Or that I went to the hospital.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
So,
Oh my god,
that is so funny. That is so funny.
I have this list of tasks if the universe ever presents me with this opportunity. So now you all know what I would do in your bodies for a day. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Oh my god, that was amazing.
There should be nothing on your screens. There it is.
Gifts I would buy each person for important.
Oh my gosh, I love this idea. So,
I know.
Let me move my mic to me, you know. These are gifts I would buy each person for important life milestones, but only if I was a millionaire. By Sarah Jessica Burkhardt, which is moi. So, me being Madam Moneybags, I picked some of these items that I don't think you guys would necessarily buy for yourselves, unless I forced you to buy them for yourselves, or if I was a millionaire, then I would buy them. Great. Here we go. Alyssa Lee.
I'm excited.
Thank you. That was slower than I thought, all right. But it's okay. So, first milestone, 30th. My body just fell. First milestone, 30th birthday. I'm so sorry, we're getting there. I would buy you a subscription to a studio with a producer.
Just, oh my gosh, amazing.
You can go
I need
in
that.
There as much as you want. I pay for your monthly subscription. You have a person for sessions. For your first home.
Period.
So this particular item I think is freaking sexy. Is this green couch?
Oh, it's cute.
I could already picture you buying your first home and putting IKEA furniture all up in there. So I feel like this couch would be in your future office.
Right. Cute. I like it. Why don't you get me the whole room, actually?
Possibly. If I'm a millionaire. You're welcome.
Or the whole house.
Oh, thank you.
Or the whole exactly. I could just buy it all. Next, wedding. All the Grove girls want to get married. I'm on edge still about it. But but Ali'i says marriage is spelled I-V-A-N. This cute, Marshall Bluetooth speaker.
I love that.
I feel like it's not, your typical wedding present. And obviously, wedding presents are, pots and pans and shit. And that's just not original. And I don't want to be boring. I would get you a Marshall speaker. Nude, of course. First baby.
I love it.
A baby grand piano.
Oh my gosh.
This would be beautiful in your home. It's real, I think. And I could just see you teaching your child keys. You know what I'm saying? Like standing above your child. But then of course my name would be engraved somewhere in it.
Yeah, it wouldn't say the brand right there. It'd say from Sarah your favorite Jessica. Auntie.
Right? Because you're not my favorite nephew or niece. I'm your favorite auntie, of course. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that's okay. Alyssa Lee. Those are her four milestones. You're welcome.
Lovely.
Thank you. Yes, there's a theme, as you can see.
Next.
Wow, that's so cool.
We have Miss Brandy Victoria.
Oh.
The lover of all things cottagecore. 30th birthday. This fucking Reformation dress. First of all, Reformation, sustainable, and I think you would look so beautiful in this dress with the high slit, the black, the silhouette.
I like the neckline.
Oh, I love that.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I like the cut.
And it's by Reformation, and they're a sustainable company. We love saving the earth. And I necessarily feel like you wouldn't buy this for yourself because it's so goddamn expensive.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. But, love the look of it. Hate the price of it. I'm, Madam Moneybags.
Love
what's
the
up?
Dress.
First home.
Hate her.
Wait, I kind of love that.
This is very cottage core. It's a green. Oh, you know what? I should be actually describing the things for the podcast, which I haven't been doing. Let me start that now. This is a green stove, but it's electric at the same time, but it's a gas stove because I would never buy her an electric stovetop. Here's the wedding.
Oh, cute.
This very simple diamond necklace. Very simple, very dainty.
Cute. We love dainty.
I just don't see Brandy wearing extravagant jewelry. Especially if it's diamonds, I wouldn't see her wearing extravagant diamonds.
Yeah, no.
This is why this very dainty single diamond necklace is what you need in your life. First baby.
Oh, thank you.
This fucking stroller is so expensive.
The stroller.
Bruh. I was Googling strollers and I was they look whack. So then I was
searching around, and this has real genuine leather around it.
Me, yeah, but oh, this yeah, yeah, heel is pushing the carriage around.
This is why I picked this type up, because I could see you in your little heels.
Just, oh my god, I love that.
And Brandy, that is your important milestones in your
can
life.
Can you please get rich so this can happen? Because please, I probably won't buy this for myself.
I need to live this lifestyle.
Speaking it out to existence.
Next, Miss Ali Jessica. There it is. Okay, 30th birthday. A private chef. Because I feel by when you will be 30 years okay. old, you will probably have children. And how I want your children know? I want your children to eat vegetables. So,
so that's why there's bell peppers.
I feel like I would eat two items on that counter.
That's why and garlic.
Listen, the private the chef will chef it up for you and hide the vegetables, but not hide them from your children. Oh. Because they need to be noticing that they're consuming them.
Okay.
Yes. I accept. And he will not only be like there one time. He'll be there like three times, four times a week. You know what I'm saying?
Fabulous.
Because if you're trying to raise all those kids, it's going to be like baby, pregnant, and then baby again, and then pregnant again. And I'm just, you know, and they need their nutrition. So mm-hmm. I'll take the weight off your back. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
For your first home, don't look too deep into the weird living room. The wine wall. Mm-hmm. I don't think Ali'i necessarily needs a cellar. I think that's just a little too excessive. I think Ali'i could benefit from a beautiful glass wine wall, like wrapped around her wall. This wine wall would not only hold like reds, which usually a wine cellar only holds reds. This is a red, white, sparkling rosé. This is an old type of wine cellar. I mean, wine wall.
I feel this.
This wall will not have any Stella Rosa on it because you will surpass that by the
time you buy your first home.
T. She's
not you wrong. You will no longer have the taste for it. And then you will have the taste for the wine you hate now. Wedding, which is very soon. Hey, Tama. This film camera.
Wait, that's cute.
So I feel like.
Yeah, I like that.
This film camera is like vintage looking, and but it's like still modern day, mm-hmm. so you can buy multiple lenses and change it, but it's not like super complicated. It's very reliable according to the reviews online. I don't know why I was reading reviews, but I was reading reviews. I just feel like, you know, you love to take photos and you already have a DSLR, so why not get you a film camera that is beautiful.
Sarah says yes. She's adding to cart yes. and saving for later.
And then I'm setting the reminders to let me know when, like, it's on the cheapest. Just kidding. If I'm mad at money bags, I don't even know if it's cheapest. Finally, this right here
she
is
don't care.
My favorite gift. Because your child will probably be the firstborn. It is a Burberry jumpsuit.
Oh, my God.
And I really want to give this to your gosh. Child. Because in New Zealand, it gets windy and cold. No matter where, I don't, you know, you might live there, you might not, but you will damn sure be visiting. Your child mm-hmm. would need to be dressed to a T. I don't care. And also, there's more included. If I give you this to your child and you take him on a vacation, him or her, not assuming the gender, on a vacation, and you have that child wearing Target clothes underneath that, I will not talk to you.
You have to get the whole outfit.
You have to get the whole outfit. If you're going to show off your first child, you better show the fuck off. You know what I'm saying?
And I will defend you to Tama Nui when he tells me I can't.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll call Tama myself. I'll be like, Tama, do you not understand fashion?
I'm all for it.
Because this right here is fashion. And thank you for listening and coming. That is all I have for today. Thank you so much.
That was so good.
Those are things I wouldn't have
thank you
of.
So much.
Yeah, but those are good.
My topic that I chose was planning everyone's bachelorette party.
All right, let's do it.
And this, we are rich, so we don't care about a budget.
We all Madam Moneybags.
Yes. So the first to go, obviously, Ali'i is going to get married first.
Don't talk to me like that. I'm joking.
So we're planning her bachelorette party first. Ali'i's is first. And this will be a week you'll never forget.
A week?
Wow.
Yes, because we're rich.
Like a girl.
So, everyone's going to get, like, a swag bag. So, we're each going to get our own personalized tote bag, a jute tote bag, with all our names, like, engraved and, like, stitched on. And then we're each going to get matching, like, bridal party, bride squad swimsuits. One piece, but, like, cute ones. Not, like, the super tacky, ugly ones. We need it to be cute.
I feel
cute.
That. Mm-hmm. I feel that.
And these are, like, items that we need for our trip. So keep that in mind. Everyone's swag bag is personalized to the trip. The first stop, everyone's going to go to the airport and we're going to board our flight, first class, of course, to Santorini, Greece.
Oh my gosh.
Because cute. I know that's where Aliyah has always wanted to go. She just wants to go to Greece. Upon arrival, we are going to ride donkeys to our villa like they did in Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. And then this is the next day. We're just going to, like, chill, have, like, brunch, like, bottomless mimosas, like, chill at the pool, the infinity pool. This is the time where we take all of our cute Instagram pics with all the views. And then that night, we're going to do, like, bachelorette games. So, like, would she rather, who knows the bride best, while we get wine drunk. And for all you listeners out there, the example of the wine that I have has cute little boys hanging off the wine glass because of bachelorette. She said classy, but still bachelorette. Mm-hmm. The next day, we're going to take a private yacht to Mykonos and stopping to swim, you know, and we're going to have a gourmet dinner on the yacht, and we're going to get a surprise guest by Mr. Hercules himself.
Justin Bieber. Why was I going to say Pitbull?
I said Justin Bieber.
No, we're having Hercules because we're in Greece and he's going to give us a little show. Wink, wink.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A little show.
Okay, I get it now.
And it's Mr. Hercules. And we take Mr. Hercules with us to a rooftop club in Mykonos because that's the party island. And we show them how to throw it back.
Oh my god.
Period.
And then we have a second stop on this bachelorette week trip. So while we nurse our hangover on our first class seat flight, of course, we are going to Hogwarts, aka Harry Potter World, Orlando.
Stop.
But because we're rich, we rented out the entire park just for our bachelorette party. The entire park is just for us.
Listen, listeners, this would make my life. You have no idea.
Upon arrival, Mr. Harry Potter and Draco Malfoy themselves in person are meeting us there, and we're going to catch the Hogwarts Express to the park. And we're just chilling with them.
Give it here, Malfoy, or knock you off your broom. Potter.
Yes. And then obviously we have to get every drink known to Harry Potter World.
Is that boba?
Yes. I thought that was so interesting. I was like, we need to try that. For you listeners out there, it's literally a green drink with boba. Don't know what it is, but I need to try it.
Yeah. I don't even care what it is.
We obviously need butterbeer. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get, like, drunk. Like, this is the real butterbeer, not the fake kind that they sell to kids. And, like, hot chocolate and shit like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're going to get our wands, go to Fred and George's store, buy, like, love potions, and obviously take Instagram pics because we're in Hogwarts. Yes. We'll get you a whole outfit.
A robe. We'll get you a robe.
Or, like, one of those sweaters that they got on Christmas.
That is all for Aulier's Bachelorette Week.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Nice. Love that. Who's next?
Yes. If you can't tell by the color... next up, we have, this is in no particular order, next up is Miss Sarah Jessica Parker, and bitch, you're getting married, so you're having a bachelorette party. it's spelled I-V-A-N, so bachelorette. Referencing to Ali Air's presentation. So Sarah's bachelorette party, our swag bag consists of an emergency kit, an oh shit kit. So it has a toothbrush, lip balm, dry shampoo, Advil, Band-Aids, you know, emergency kit, and just water.
Yeah, that's my favorite water, period.
Because we need,
just
we need water. All of these. These are essential to our trip. So our first stop when we meet at the airport, everyone's gonna board our flight. First class, of course. We're gonna go to Ibiza, Spain.
Oh, Azucapil in Ibiza.
Because you're trying to turn the fuck up.
Yes. Because, bitch, you're getting married.
Turn up,
you
Charlie.
You can't do this shit when you get married. So, upon arrival, we check into our private villa. The entire house is for ourselves. Get as much, like, nutrition and, you know, all that shit. And then we go partying at a pool. Like, a pool party. And for listeners out there, I have a picture of a girl shooting cannon confetti. And that would be Sarah at our pool party.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
On the beach.
For sure.
So we're literally partying all day, which is why we need those hangover kits.
Can we talk about the guy next to the person?
I love that.
That could be Micah.
Oh my god, that's Micah.
That's Micah.
That's Micah. Period.
There it is.
Because he's 100% coming on this trip with us.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
So yeah, we're literally just partying at the pool. Like, you know, those pool parties. Day three, we're going to spend it on the beach during the day, like chilling in a cabana, having some wine, some like seltzer, like drinks, eating like charcuterie boards, just relaxing, because the nighttime we are going to a rave, because we have never been to a rave. Oh, yeah. Sarah has never been to a rave. And why not go to a rave when we're in Ibiza?
Oh my God. Imagine we're like all wearing like bachelorettes and like bridal party clothing at the rave, all like bras and panties with like glitz.
Exactly.
We need to wear things that say like bridal party everywhere so we get free stuff.
100%. Even though we're rich, we ain't trying to buy drinks. That's how we stay rich, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, like how are we alive at this point? I don't know. Barely. But it's happening. We're saying peace out to Ibiza and we're going to our next stop. And when we get to the airport, we accidentally run into Mr. Timothy Chalamet.
Oh my god. He's my hall pass. He's my hall pass.
So yeah, we accidentally run into Mr. Timothy Chalamet. And he invites us to stay with him in his own chateau in the south of France. Like his private chateau in the south of France.
Brandy, I genuinely don't think I would be getting married after spending time with Timothy Chalamet in his chateau in the south of France.
He has become quite the friend, I would say, because he plans a personal wine and dine experience on his chateau grounds. You know,
Wow.
cute little wine and dine because we're like bougie.
Period.
Wow, he's so nice.
He's so nice. He secretly loves me as much as I secretly love him.
And then day five, we obviously go explore the French Riviera, take our Instagram pics, you know, ride our bikes around the island, not island, the country, the coastline. And then we go bar hopping. Sorry, the pics are blurry. In the south of France. So like
amazing.
The, like, the nightclubs, the night pubs, like, all that shit. And then when we get back, Mr. Timothy has a surprise for us. A little Magic Mike moment.
That's so funny.
Maybe Mr. Timothy is gonna give this example. I don't know.
I'm calling off my wedding.
We have a little, like, Thunder Down Under moment. Magic Mike, XXL.
Oh my god, I feel like
his own chateau.
Oh, love that. Love that. And I feel like I'm the only one to really have, like, raunchy strippers at my bachelorette party. Yeah.
It's gonna be hilarious. I feel like it fits. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Because,
like, how, like, funny
100%.
Is it having strippers at a chateau? Like, those two don't mix. But, like, we make it work.
Mm-hmm. But also, I feel like it would work because, like, me being me, I wouldn't be like, oh, my God, so sexy. Oh, my God. I would just be like, yeah, me too. Let me try it. Like, I wouldn't be like, let me fill you up. Like, weird. Yeah. You know how, like, we've seen those, like, weird girls when they get strippers? Yeah.
Yeah, she'll be like, I can do that.
I'd literally be like, I can do that.
You would show them how to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, I love that.
Yeah. And yes, that concludes our trip for Sarah Jessica Burkhart.
Sheeran.
I'm ready, possibly, because, you know.
Yeah.
Timmy.
And our last bachelorette that we are gonna do a trip on, a whole week on, is Miss Alyssa Lee.
Holy moly.
And yes, so this is Miss Alyssa Lee's. Her swag bag includes everyone gets their own like carpool karaoke microphone.
Dude, those are lit.
I want one.
Every single person in the party gets one.
Oh my god.
I want to go in my car and talk to people.
Our first stop, obviously we're flying first class because we're rich, rich, is to Tokyo, Japan. Period. That's it. Tokyo, Japan. Okay. Upon arrival, we are going to Mario golf carts. Yeah. We're going to Mario go-kart throughout the city to go to our little, like, luxury Tokyo hotel.
Hell yes. Hell yes.
She said, Yoshi!
And we have our microphones so we can yell at everybody.
Oh my god. And we're going to be yelling at each other in English.
That's how we communicate. Yes. So we're taking the Mario go-karts all over the city to go to our hotel. And then the next day, we are spending the day at a sushi restaurant, the ones with the conveyor belts, and we're going to learn how to make sushi professionally.
Oh,
am I muted?
Oh, wow.
Okay,
no.
Okay, yeah, we're going to professionally make sushi, and then we're going to have a Drake and Josh moment because they put us on the sushi line, and we have to help make everyone's order.
Drake and Josh,
oh my gosh, I love Drake and Josh. I know. Just starts throwing it at the ceiling.
Oh my god, imagine. And then after we do that during the day, we literally just explore Tokyo nightlife, and then we go to a karaoke bar and literally sing our hearts out. That is all. Period.
Cute.
And then the next stop, while we nurse our hangovers, we are going to Interlaken, Switzerland.
What?
Switzerland?
Yes. So upon arrival, we're going to take a train, you know, take our Instagram pics, look at the Swiss Alps, all the rolling hills. It's just like a vibe. So cute. Okay?
I love that.
And then we're having a moment. Alyssa will have the moment where she has her Sound of Music running through the hills. The hills are alive. Let me bless the hills with the Sound of Music.
That's it right there.
Oh my gosh.
That is the one.
Yeah.
We're going to Switzerland. Yeah.
Miss Julie Andrews herself, the queen of Genovia, comes to us and sings a song for us. A little do re mi, if you will.
Oh my gosh. Please let it be your crowning glory.
Or your crowning glory. Because that is also Princess Mia's bachelorette song. Okay. Yeah. The next day, we are going on a chocolate tour throughout the whole country, literally buying as much chocolate, sampling as much truffles as we want. We're going to climb up the mountain, not climb, more like helicopter up the mountain to go do the famous Instagram Toblerone Matterhorn picture, obviously.
Wow. I didn't even know that was up there.
Yes, it is. Switzerland.
We love a Toblerone.
And then on our way down, we're gonna toboggan down the slide.
Oh, that looks so much fun.
The whole mountain.
So much fun.
Emphasis on toboggan, though.
Oh, yeah, because Alyssa broke her pinky.
So we're gonna have a little round two moment.
Oh, no.
All hands in cart, please.
That looks so fun.
All hands cross, interlocked.
I ain't gonna touch anything.
Yeah, we're just gonna take the slide all the way down the mountain because why not? And then we go back to the little like hotel that we're staying in, the little mountain cabin, and we're just basically gonna drink beer all night because we're in Interlaken, Switzerland, you know, next to Germany, the German beers, okay? And then we're gonna have a surprise guest by Ricola. Okay. Our surprise
she's
guest
supposed to have two special guests.
Oh no, it's just one guest, but like he's dressed like the Ricola man.
Oh,
you know, the one with the Alps horn.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's so another did, like, a little show.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. He's we just have a special guest dressed as the Ricola man. I hope you guys can like imagine this picture in your head. If not, watch the video. Yeah, he's just gonna give us a little show because why not? Wink wink, bachelorette. And yes, that was all for Alyssa.
So we have a bonus trip. If I ever get married, who knows? I'm throwing mine in there.
Wait, how come you go say, Sarah, you are getting married? And then you'd be like, if I ever get married.
Because you have one step closer.
That's true. But also, can we pause and look at the word. This is a brand new moment. It's a bounce.
What? Oh, dang it, did I spell it wrong?
Oh, shit. You switched the U and the N. In bounce.
Oh, thank God. Oh, it ain't a brown,
waiting it for
a brown sugar hour. I don't have that. Yeah.
It's B-O-N.
Bonus.
Bonus.
That's bounce. That's not a word.
I thought this was some, like, Swedish word that Meg girls tried.
Yeah, you know.
Aw, man. It's okay. Oh, dang it. I didn't even know it was wrong. Anyways,
we were so close.
Girls trip, because why not? We are going to Bali, Indonesia.
Oh,
Bali.
Because we're rich. Obviously, we're going to have like an amazing villa that overlooks rice fields, the mountains, with hanging hammocks, swings, and all the infinity pools that we want.
Okay, infinity.
And pool. We said vroom vroom, bitch. Our primary mode of transportation is mopeds. And we're going to ride our mopeds all around the village, explore, go to an elephant sanctuary to go pet some elephants, hug some baby elephants, you know, feed them some like bananas or corn, all that, peanuts maybe, I don't know. Whatever you feed elephants, corn, hay, grass. And then we're going to go back, obviously, for a spa and a little yoga and meditation routine. And then where's the beach? We're going to finish our trip off partying at the beach club.
Where's
all
the beach?
All night long. And Finn.
Oh, amazing. Beautiful.
Oh, I love that.
Can't wait to go to Bali.
That was so good.
And that is all.
Brandy, you spelled party wrong.
Where did I put party?
At a beach. Oh, wait, Batch. That's Bachelorette. Okay. But,
Batch Patchery.
The title of
Don't change it now.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
I love you.
Oh, my gosh. That was so good.
Yes. That concludes our Bachelorette trips.
Wow. So what a great presentation night. That was so good. That was so fun. Cool. Who thought that this would be so fun?
I like how all of us had to do with something with each other.
Yeah. That was our theme, quote unquote.
No one told all of us to put photos of each other like taken from our Instagram, but we all did it.
Yeah.
Took some of the same pictures.
Yeah, and it was like a nice photo and then like a funny photo. Yeah. That's so on point for us. See, we're connected. But that is all that we have for today's episode, man. Everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Let's hope I get all of this footage on YouTube. You'll see a post from one of us that it's up there. But yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. We love y'all. And, you know, we'll be back next week with another creative idea.
Ooh, that no one and has a ever special done before. Guest.
Yeah. And a special guest.
Yes. So tune in next week and you already know what's up. Love you all.
Bye.
Peace out, everyone. Bye.
Peace out.